Well, hello everyone, and praying that you're doing well. And we're going to be doing devotion in tandem, as you can see, with Andrew. And we're going to follow the lead of the pastor in that we're not going to be doing devotions specifically on COVID-19, unless it naturally fits with the text material. And we're going to be teaming up to do the book of Ruth. And what we're going to be doing with that is an introduction today. And what we have to do in order to understand Ruth, we actually have to look back into earlier chapters, earlier books, to really fully comprehend what's happening here with Ruth. So from Joshua 24:31, we see that Israel served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders that overlived Joshua, and which had known all the works of the Lord that he had done for Israel. So this starts off, to better appreciate Ruth, we look all the way back to the time of Joshua, because he was a godly leader. He brought the people into the land of Israel, into the promised land, after the death of Moses. And the people followed Joshua, and in turn, Joshua was following the Lord. And we find that that worked out well for Israel while Joshua was alive. But after he died, and the men who were his age died, things began to change, and the country started to degrade from where they had been under his leadership. The people were less noble than before. And throughout the book of Judges, we find that God is faithful to his people, but the people are not faithful to God. And then as we move forward in this and looking at Joshua chapter 2, and the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and served Balaam, and they forsook the Lord God of their fathers, which brought them out of the land of Egypt, and followed other gods, of the gods of the people that were round about them, and bowed themselves unto them, and provoked the Lord to anger. Israel had now broken their moral compass. They were not capable of choosing between right and wrong. Or as the Bible states the situation in Judges chapter 21 and verse 25, everyone did that which was right in their own eyes. By doing this, we find that the situation of Israel continually cycled through a system, and if you want to visualize it like a wheel, starting at the top, you would have that they were serving the Lord, then they began to sin against the Lord, and then they were in servitude to their enemies, and next, they were calling out to God. Remember the God that they had previously failed to follow, unfaithful to, now they cry out to him in supplication so that they might receive salvation and deliverance, which would then come through the hands of judges that God presented for the people's leadership, bringing about serving God, and guess what happens? It goes right back around that loop again, everyone becoming familiar with what was going on, doing that which was right in their own eyes, sinning again, and then winding up in servitude once again. So what's the significance of that? Well, primarily, as we close out the book of Judges, we find that the last five chapters of Judges show that the people were completely depraved. And if we turn to Ruth chapter 1, verse 1, it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to dwell in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. This is the time of Ruth that they were in the country during the time of the judges, going through these cycles of service and sin and supplication and so forth, and just cycling back and forth through that. That's the time of the events of the book of Ruth. So knowing that this was happening, knowing that the people were following their own purposes, and then the question comes up, can anything good come from a country like this that appears to have a bleak, dark future? Is there anything there that will foster good? Well, we know that the judges were filled with chaos, struggles, wars, complications, and then Ruth stands in complete contrast to all those events that have transpired in the book of Judges. And even though Ruth's time frame is inside the book of Judges, we know that Ruth and that book display peace and virtue that wasn't seen throughout the book of Judges. Ruth begins at a time of chaos and difficulty, but God's providential hand will bring about a joyful end. Andrew?
Now, as we move through the book of Ruth, we're going to draw out some of the major themes of the book. We're not going to try to cover everything because there are several themes, but we've chosen a select few to focus on as they appear in the text. The first one is going to be the Hebrew term hesed, which is translated as kindly or kindness in the book of Ruth. And this type of kindness is demonstrated by Ruth and Boaz in particular, but it is a reflection of God's covenant love towards his people. We're also going to do a character study highlighting the virtue of Ruth that Boaz mentions in chapter 3 and verse 11. He says about Ruth, "For all the city of my people doth know that thou art a virtuous woman." And then we're also going to discuss the kinsman redeemer responsibility that Boaz takes on, and he foreshadows our kinsman redeemer. And we'll also be taking a look at how Ruth transitions from the book of the Judges, from that time of the Judges, when there was no king in Israel, to the time of King David, when he would receive God's covenant promise of a king that would rule on his throne forever, and that his kingdom would be established forever in 2 Samuel chapter 7. In addition to doing the exposition of the text of the book, we're also going to do some topical studies from time to time. We're going to look at gleaning and harvesting, the characters' names in the book of Ruth, the theme of the kinsman redeemer, and Levirate marriages. Overall, Ruth is a beautifully written book. It's been considered by many as a literary masterpiece, and it is our goal to show from this historical book that God works in the everyday lives of his people to bless them and to accomplish his own much greater purpose. As we move through this, Randy and I are going to be taking turns, and you won't see both of us like this all the time. It'll just be one or the other of us.
And we are practicing social distancing, mostly, but we work together, so after 40 hours of being around each other, if we haven't got sick by now, I guess we're safe. Thanks for your attention.